Hello and welcome to another in my Let's Make series. Right now we are making player characters or PCs in Cypher 2's rulebook because I got an early copy of that thanks to being a backer on their backer kit for it. And I'm not yet going back to making NPCs. I want to wait for their official, mostly done GM's guide to come out before I go back to making NPCs, because I'm sure there's stuff that I haven't noticed that needs to change for those. But today, as you can see from the character art that's here, we are making a Deer Ranger. The art for all of these episodes, I release it in the public domain. I upload a slightly less refined version of it to openclipart.org. Not because I am purposefully giving openclipart.org the poor quality version. No, just like pressing send on an email is how you find a typo. For those of you who are old enough to remember when we actually sent emails. Uploading something to openclipart.org, a place where once I put it there, I can't take it back down or change it, is how I notice, oh, I forgot to do a thing. So the refined, updated versions of the character art, I put a link to that and all of these characters that I'm creating in the notes for wherever you happen to be getting this episode, because I personally uploading it to three different places. So those are three places where you'll probably find it. Let's switch to my interface where we can take a look at my character sheet here. This is a template that I made in Obsidian. I like using Obsidian, even though it's got some bugs in this most recent version for bullet points. Although I was wondering after my last recording if the bugs were because I was copy-pasting content from a formatted rulebook and it was moving some of that formatting over. I don't want to type all this stuff by hand, but that's a possibility. So we are going to make a copy of this template. And while we are at it, I'm going to go into the PC art thing and grab the circle version of this character and drag it over. And there we go. There's my character art. I can make this tab on the side go down. So now I've got more room to work. And we are going to change the name of this to PC Gear Archer. Did I capitalize everything in the other ones? I don't think I did. No, I did not. This should be not all caps. Some things I'm doing all caps. Not that. Okay. Actually, no, not Archer. Ranger. It's a Ranger. There is also a type called Ranger. If you go into the rulebook for the fantasy chapter, which is chapter 6, there's fantasy subgenres. There's dungeon fantasy, which gives us mostly the classes that we see in Dungeons and Dragons. So bard, barbarian, druid, fighter, mage, monk. Necromancer is in there, although that's not a specific... That would just be a mage subclass or wizard subclass. But there's also swords and sorcery. And that has its own type. So that has archer. It's also got thief instead of rogue. It's got sword fighter, sorcerer, priest, and so on. There's also epic fantasy, which has its own types. I think that's neat. I'm glad they did that. This is in part why the page count is so large in this book, which is supposed to cover half of the important information, not counting monster stat blocks. But it does make for a lot of content to sift through, so I have honestly not been sifting through it. I've been focusing on the dungeon fantasy for this particular thing, although I might branch out and do superhero for one of the... I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about that. But let's get into the actual work that we're doing for this. I have my PDF file open in multiple tabs in my web browser. Each tab that I have open is for a separate portion of the book, so that should make this whole thing go faster as he takes more time talking about this. Right, so first of all, I need to distribute 6 points. So let's do that. So I've got might, speed, and intellect. I'm thinking I'm just going to go 2, 2, and 2 for this. So we're going to make each of these be 10 because I have a feeling that Ranger's going to have a couple of abilities where intellect is important. I also have a feeling that speed's going to be like the primary stat, but for all of our characters, for PCs in general, your might pool is where you spend points from to take care of minor wounds on your own. So you don't want your might pool to be too small, or you can't do that. So I have done that, and now I'm going to delete this text, which I wasn't doing before when I did these episodes, but I have done that now. I am going to give this character a name right away. They are a reindeer. Fun fact, reindeer, the female reindeer do get antlers, not 100% at the same time as the males. So the Santa Claus imagery, where we see eight tiny reindeer, or nine if you're shoehorning Rudolph in there, are pulling the sleigh and they've all got antlers, they should all be girls because in the middle of winter, female reindeer will have antlers. But most species of deer, the female doesn't have antlers. So this mashup that I made of multiple images that were already on openclipper.org, three different ones, although evidence of only two of them is in this on this actually no, because you can see the version where you go down to the hooves. The hooves are from one deer image. The face is from another deer image. And then there's an elf archer that is most of the body, and I mashed them all together. I had to remove the antlers from that because this character is presenting as a female for the most part. So wanted to keep that. Right. Descriptor slash species. I'm going to leave that blank for now, just because that's going to be me putting this in when I am putting those attributes in. It's a way of checking things off a list, let's put it that way, or an additional way. I get to pick two skills right now. So in the fantasy skills department, I've got a lot of things going for me. I'm probably going to include tracking, and I'm going to put trained. Hey, bullet points are working now. The changes I made to the template after my last recording seem to be going into play. Also, I'm not copy-pasting, so that's useful. And what else do I want? Now, I reserve the right to go back and change one of these if I find that I'm doubling up on something. Oh, there's some good ones in here. Initiative would be possibly good to have. I'm realizing I'm talking about these and you can't see them on the screen because I'm not going to be broadcasting out a copyrighted document in its entirety for this. How about I give this one stealth. I gave another character stealth also, but if you are stalking through the woods, hunting your prey, having stealth is a good idea. Also, I am totally amused by the idea of having an animal that is normally an animal of prey being the hunter. That amuses me greatly. So I picked my two skills. So 8 points each stat pool, 6 points added to pools, choose two skills. Optional third skill and inability. I'm still skipping on that optional rule because I don't want to give this character an inability right now. Move on to the type. The type is going to be Ranger. And there is also going to be a second word here for the type of species they are, but I'm going to be homebrewing that, so I'm going to be doing that later. Let's take a look at our background options. Background options. Raised in the deepest wilds, your training was passed to you, and your duty is to one day pass that same training onto a worthy heir. This makes 100% sense for a deerkin. I like that. Let's look at the rest of these because I don't want to just pick the first one. An old friend asked you to help someone in need, but you were never able to find them. An enemy from your past recently tracked you down, but you lost them again. Maybe, but I still like the first one more. You served as a scout for a frontier settlement. One day upon your return, it was gone as if it had never been. You still search as possible for what might have happened. While serving as, I like that as a background for somebody, not this character I'm making right now. While serving as a bodyguard for a crime lord, I'm going to stop there and not read the rest because I know that's not going to be it. Your sibling was devoured by a monster. For a deerkin, this kind of makes sense. When you were young, to this day, you're motivated to hunt down and eliminate such creatures. This goes along with the tropes of Bambi, where the whole Bambi slash Rambo mashup. That's what this makes me think of. Only for Bambi's case, it's Bambi's mom. Sorry if that's too soon. You still trade on the Baroness's gratitude for locating her missing son a few years ago? No. You gained your strange scar exploring a dungeon, but you don't remember how. I'm going to go with your sibling was devoured. It's pretty darn close to the whole your parents are dead trope, but not close enough. And what if I copy-paste everything but the first and last character of this? Will that preserve the formatting and not wreck things? So far, so good. Okay, it looks like that's okay. Right, so that is our backstory. Ranger abilities. You gain all the following benefits. Able to take 3 more minor wounds and 1 more moderate wound. So we're going to get rid of these 3 filled out spots in the minor wound category and 1 of these in the moderate category. There we go. So now we've got our 3 spots that can be wounds. We're going to add +1 to might pool. That's going to take that up to 11. And +2 to speed pool. I was right. It's primarily a speed-based character. Add +1 to intellect. Oh, hey, I'm glad I evened these things out. Add +1 edge to a pool of your choice. I'm going to go with speed, but I'm going to keep putting that question mark in because I'm reserving the right to change that. I probably should have put question marks behind these 2 skills I added, but yeah. I can freely use light and medium weapons and freely use light and medium armor. So can I paste this in? Poorly, I can. Use light weapons and freely use light and medium armor. Makes sense. You're probably not going to see a ranger going around wielding full plate mail. Gain 1 weapon of your choice or accept the equipment bundle. Well, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to accept the equipment bundle. Let's copy paste all of this into equipment. And we are going to do a strike through for sword or so a bow plus a quiver of 12 arrows. Appropriate clothing. A compass, a backpack, a bedroll, 50 feet of rope, a full wineskin, 3 torches, rations and water to last 3 days, a tinderbox, and enough extra currency to buy a moderate priced item that I am not going to be purchasing at this time because these recordings get quite long. So there's our equipment. Back to our list of things that we're doing. There's stuff for at tier 3 and tier 6. We get abilities from the fantasy genre abilities list, but we're making a tier 1 character, so that's not a thing we're doing right now. And at tier 1, we gain the following abilities. So now we're going down to, or up to in this case, special abilities. We are an expert tracker. Let's see if I can paste this in properly. So I think what's happening is I'm holding shift when I'm control pasting. So control shift V instead of control V in many applications, or command and shift if you're on a Mac. Mac users, I see you. You are valid. Will usually paste without formatting. In some programs, it'll ask me what I want to do when I hold the shift key down while I'm doing this. LibreOffice, I'm looking at you. If I'm holding the shift key down, I don't want formatting. But LibreOffice asks me anyway all the time. So this is probably why my bullet points are not screwing up this time. Make expert tracker bold. You are trained in tracking. At tier 6, you become an expert in tracking. If you are already specialized, but you must gain the skill normally, such as from character advancement. So I am going to change tracking because why not have a third ability? I think there's rules that if you get it twice, it goes up a notch. But my understanding is if it doesn't expressly tell you that somewhere, you don't just assume. Now, would I house rule it to allow that? Yeah, but I'm not going to do it right now because I actually want a third ability. Because there were more than one thing in here that I thought was useful. And I'm leaning towards navigation. So tracking trained is from my ranger ability. But I'm going to add... Actually, let's double check navigation. Let's double check navigation because they actually have descriptions for these now. They didn't always. Before, skills were just a nebulous thing in Cypher 1. But Cypher 2, the list has actual description of what it means. Navigation, your sense of direction is well honed and you are familiar with using maps, cues from the environment, and or tools appropriate to setting to the setting to find your way through an unfamiliar or confusing landscape. So it's not just seafaring. Great. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have them be able to find their way through the woods, not just following prey, but finding their way home afterwards would be nice, wouldn't it? All right, so we have two more abilities that we are adding. Let's grab these. We are going to grab Find the Way. Let's add this in. Oh, this formatting. There we go. Find the Way. We're going to make Find the Way be bold so it stands out. When you are tracking a creature, have gotten lost, don't know the first step to take on to begin a journey, or attempting to choose. This is straight up an ability from Cypher 1. I like that ability. Or attempting to choose between two or more different routes to take, you can ask the GM one question about the task and get a very short, helpful answer. Once you use this ability, you can't use it again until your next recovery. And this is an action. Nice. I like that for a ranger. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, at tier 6 for expert tracker should be on its own line. There, formatting fix. Bullet points are in fact working. You don't have to worry about me pausing the recording to fight with it for 20 minutes after fighting with it for 20 minutes during the recording. Not again. Except they didn't just work. Okay, I gotta... There we go. Problem was, the line breaks in here hadn't all been erased. So now, bullet points work again. Paste in Quarry, which costs 2 intellect. I might, because of this, move my edge over to intellect, if this is a good enough ability. Choose one creature you can see to be your quarry. So this is an in-combat thing, or just before combat thing. You gain an asset on all attacks involving following, understanding, interacting with, attacking, interacting with. Oh, you could use this in a social situation. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Using Ranger for social situations could actually be a new meta. Interesting. Attacking or defending against your quarry. Your attacks against your quarry deal +1 damage. This benefit encompasses hunting-related tasks. Oh, so now they're limiting it. Okay. If appropriate, such as skinning, dressing, the best way to prepare and preserve any resulting game, meat, and so on. You can only have one quarry at a time. Actually, no, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much that limits it, because it kind of looks like the wording is, hey, you can do all of these things, but also this benefit includes all hunting-related tasks, because the examples it's giving, skinning, dressing, and preparing and preserving game meat, none of those fit into attacking, defending, I guess, understanding, or following. So that might be a yes and? I don't know. At tier 3, you gain, you have the ability to do 2 quarries at the same time. So that's kind of neat. So those are my 3 abilities that I receive, and I've already done the equipment bundle. So let's go back to our flowchart and look at the next thing. Focus. Choose 2 tier 1 abilities from a focus. Well, let's look at our possible foci. Session foci for a dungeon fantasy game. Abides in stone, blades is with fire. Yeah, running through the woods on fire is probably not the best idea. Cast spells. I could see that being a thing, but I'm not sold on that. Commands mental powers, consorts with the dead, controls beasts. Well, let's go back to Ranger and see. Actually, no. The way types are made now, you have specific tier 1 abilities that you receive, and then at tier 3 and tier 6, you just go to the fantasy genre abilities list and pick something off of that. So I have the 3 Ranger abilities on this sheet already. There are no other "this is for Ranger" abilities. So I could be a Ranger with a pet. I could do controls beasts, crafts illusions, doesn't do much, entertains, explores. That looks possible. Fights dirty, fights unarmed, fights with panache, howls at the moon. Oh my gosh. Making a deer who's a werewolf. Also, fun fact, the word were means what we consider to be the word man now. Man used to mean human. But back in the day, they had two words for the genders, and they had were for man, and I believe mer for woman. And I want to say that was a language that heavily influenced English, but I don't remember which one. So take all my fun facts with a grain of salt. I don't have a degree in those things. If you ask me about art history or teaching art classes, I can help you with that. Hunts, that's a little on the nose. Infiltrates, leads, master telekinesis, master weaponry, moves like the wind. I like that one. Never says die, performs feats of strength, quells evil, reveres a supernatural force, rides the lightning, sneaks through shadows, speaks for the land, strikes with mystic might, tends to the wounded, wears a sheen of ice. Fun fact, if you go to the description for worships a mystical force, or reveres a supernatural force rather, I believe that is essentially the foci that turns your character into a Jedi or a Sith. You become a force sensitive if you pick that. So if you're doing a sci-fi campaign and you want it to be a legally distinct Star Wars, that's the thing that your Jedi pick. Or your Sith. Or insert force sensitive thing here. I want to look at hunts. So I should have had a new tab open for that. That's going to be page 194. But we add two to it because of the cover page. So 196 typed into my PDF reader. And there we go. Hunts. You are a stalking hunter who excels at bringing down your selected quarry, whether person or beast. Genre themes, assassin or ranger. Hey, I'm playing a ranger. GM intrusions. Your target notices you. The target isn't as vulnerable as it seems. Someone reacts poorly to knowing the hunt. So my tier 1 abilities, I get Hunter's Termination, or I can pick. I can pick two of these. When you attack a foe and miss, you gain an asset on your attacks. So that is separate from what I already have. Knowledge of nature. While in the wilderness, you can always find edible food. That's useful. Sneak attack. Nice. Okay, and that costs a speed. If you attack a foe under one of the following conditions, your light melee or ranged weapon attack inflicts additional 5 damage. An additional 5 damage for one speed point. I mean, you do have to get a successful hit. My word. Now, it only works for light weapons. So you're doing 2 points of damage plus 5. So you're doing 7 points of damage. That is still a big deal. Put this on a paladin. A paladin hunter, they attack with a light weapon, use smite and sneak attack, because smite is an always on ability once you activate it. So you would be able to do both. Oh my gosh, I kind of want to make a hunting paladin just to maximize how much damage they can do in a single strike. But I'm not going to do that right now because I'm making this character instead. So we are going to go with hunts. Who hunts? There we go. And we are going to copy this GM intrusion, if I can select it and copy it without copying the entire rest of the page, because copying from a PDF does that sometimes. There we go. There's our GM intrusion. And I'm definitely going to pick sneak attack because that is amazing. But the question is, Hunter's Determination or Knowledge of Nature? Hunter's Determination, when you attack a foe and miss, you gain an asset on your attacks and defenses against that foe. If you miss them again, you gain a second asset. Failing forward, you lose these assets if you change targets or the combat ends. Huh. Kudos to the people who are bad at rolling at things. Or if you're fighting a more powerful monster, that's how you scale up. One of the ways without having to spend effort. I like that. Knowledge of nature. Well, in the wilderness, you can always find edible food of some kind and potable water if it exists. Likewise, you can find medicinal herbs or natural remedies that grant you an asset on treatments to heal wounds, disease, or poison. These are both really good abilities. But the background, I'm going to let the background decide what we're doing with this. this character is hunting down and eliminating creatures like the monster that killed a sibling. So knowledge of nature, that is definitely a utility thing that helps you out. But Hunter's determination, hey, I'm fighting powerful things. My goal is to just take them down. So this is how I'm doing it. Yeah, we're going to go with Hunter's determination for this. So we are going to select Hunter's determination, and we're going to put this down under special abilities. Make that be bold like everything else, just the titles at least. And let's fix all of the line breaks to make sure it is following the bullet point formatting. And I already said I am picking sneak attack, which is not quite a wall of text, but we're getting there. And I have copy-pasted in bullet points, but I am replacing those with my own. You did not copy-paste properly. Fix you. Excuse you. You are being rude. There we go. You attack with surprise. An ally uses the weapon to ease the attack. Action to ease your attack. Or your foe's defenses are hindered due to some other ongoing direct distraction. These are all prerequisite. So this is not something that I can just use every single turn, possibly. And actually, can I indent these one more so that first action shows up on its own? There we go. Right. So that's in place. What is next on our to-do list? Looking at this, we've got our foci, then the ciphers, which I'm not adding ciphers right now, finalizing the character and playing. Those are things that, well, finalizing is we are putting in the species information, which they are going to be a deerkin. And what is a deerkin, you might ask? Oh, I messed up. Ranger is the type. That goes here. I still need to pick their descriptor. I haven't picked their descriptor yet. We need to look at the descriptor list. So, appealing, bookish, brash, calm, cautious, chaotic, charming, clever, compassionate, creative, empathic, fast, gloomy. Gloomy might work for this particular backstory. Graceful. They're named Dancer. Let's scroll down and see what graceful does. You have a perfect sense of balance, moving and speaking with grace and beauty. You're quick, lithe, flexible, and dexterous. Your body is perfectly suited to dance, and you use that advantage in combat to dodge blows. You might wear garments that enhance your agile movement and sense of style. You gain following characteristics, +2 to your speed pool, and trained in gymnastics or initiative. Neat. Very neat. So we are going to have them be graceful, and that means they gain +2 to their speed pool, 6 that up to 14. And another tough choice, gymnastics or initiative. As a hunter, initiative sounds like the right call, but gymnastics could also make sense. I'm going to go with initiative. There we go. Now we are making them into a deerkin, which is kin runner. Now, if this is the first episode that you are watching, first of all, welcome to the series. It's been a fun ride so far, I hope. But you might be wondering what the heck I'm talking about with deerkin. So one of the things that I'm doing in this series is I am homebrewing a bunch of different species that aren't in the character rulebook. And I have a list of things that I'm working on that I also am releasing this with everything else. It'll be in the same download. So not in Cypher PC art. It is new species descriptors. Here we go. So here is what we are currently working with. I have a whole bunch of things that are just on this list because I'm going to make them, but haven't yet. I have, at the time I'm recording this, already made one for the kobold because kobolds are awesome. And a pack hunter. That was the previous one where I made a wolfkin paladin. So rather than make a stat block for, well, here is a wolf person, and here is a dog person, and here is a coyote person, and here is a jackal person. I just made pack hunter. And if you are playing an animal person where the equivalent animal hunts in a pack, you can use a stat block. Now, you might say, but Crash, looking at these, I understand how there could be some overlap between some of these. A character might be in some type of animal that is armored and burrows, or runs fast and prowls. Well, yes, pick one. Other members of your species might be a different one. That's okay, because The name you put is Animalkin, where the word animal is replaced by the actual species of animal that you are applying to make yourself be an animal person. But the stat block is more generalized, so I'm not writing 15,000 of these. And we are doing a runner this time. So I'm going to pause recording here to write this up so you're all not listening to me slowly think of things and type. And we're back. So here is my write-up for the Runnerkin. Your species is built for speed, whether it's to catch your quarry, avoid being caught, or both. In a group, you might just need to be faster than the others, and their efforts spur you forward. On your own, your agility and endurance are often what make the difference between success and, best-case scenario, an embarrassing failure. And the mechanics-wise, we gain the following characteristics. Now, for movement, it's worth noting they have changed the rules for movement from what they were in previous edition of Cypher. Before, you still had immediate distance, short distance, long distance, and very long distance. That hasn't changed. But what you did was, if you were moving a short distance in your turn, you could just do that as an action. But if you wanted to take an action and move a short distance, you had to make a speed roll in order to do both. So you had to make a roll to find out if you were going to be able to make a roll, which bogs things down a little bit. And most of my players usually just decided, well, I'm not going to bother to do that because I don't want to roll twice. Fair and valid. Movement now, what they're doing is, so you can still move an immediate distance, no problem. You can move a short distance, no problem. If you take an action and move a short distance, you don't need to make a roll, but all of your tasks are hindered until the end of your next turn. So if you are going up against something that is a difficulty 3, well, if you moved a short distance and tried to do an action at the same time, well, now that difficulty 3 is going to be rolled against like it's difficulty 4, barring no other modifiers. Essentially, if you're going to be running around, it's harder to also do things. Walking and chewing gum at the same time. Only you're not walking, you're running, and you're not chewing gum, you're trying to reload a pistol or other thing. For moving a long distance, you use a whole action to do a long distance. You're not doing a long distance run and something else at the same time. And you're still going to have your tasks hindered until the end of your next turn, but it'll be hindered by 2 steps. So what I did for the Runnerkin was I have brought the long distance in an action down to only hindering you by 1 step until your next turn. So doesn't eliminate the problems, but reduces them. You're built for speed after all. And if you move a short distance and take an action, I'm bringing back the mechanic of making a speed roll. But in the original rules, there was a set target number. I'm letting the GM determine the target number now because they might say, oh yeah, right now it's going to be super easy. Just don't crit fail. Or they might say, hey, congratulations. There's a lot going on right here. You are fighting a kaiju and you're trying to run from debris and reload your pistol at the same time using that previous example. This is going to be difficulty 5 because otherwise you might get hit by something. So the GM determines it based on the context. And the last thing I provided, because species in the new Cypher tend to have 3 things going for them, and one of them tends to be trained in some ability. You are trained in athletics for tasks that involve running and jumping specifically. I don't really see a runner being particularly good at climbing, especially if they are an ungulate with hooves. That might be a problem. So I'm going to take these and I'm going to move them over to my dear ranger. We are going to put these under special abilities. We're going to put these down here. There we go. And copy paste all of these. And I did that poorly because of course I did. Paste without formatting. Even though I'm copying from another Obsidian document, one of these days I will do this well. And I'm going to pause while I fix the formatting. We are back and taking a look at this. I've got these pasted in properly now. And if I scroll up to skills, I've added in athletics, trained for tasks that involve running and jumping specifically. Not getting athletics for everything. Everything else, I believe, is in place. So, core character, I did that. Type, I added that and then put it in the right spot because it wasn't there earlier. I screwed that up, but it's there now. Descriptor, I've got my descriptor over here. I've got both of my descriptors in place. Focus, I have a focus. Hunts, not adding ciphers to this character right now, but otherwise, this character is finalized. They even have a name because I remembered to add that early on. So, friends, thanks for hanging out with me while I made this particular character. I learned more about the new rules and changes as I was making this, which, fun fact, that's part of the goal for this. It's forcing me to look at the rules as I am creating homebrew because I am, and just making characters, I'm trying to wrap my head around how this works. So this exercise is helping me get better. I'm glad you stuck around for the ride. I'm going to find that button to play us out. All right, music you're listening to is Bubble Machine by Drozerix. You can get that from modarchive.org. It's public domain. I take all my stuff and either put it on aaronbsmith.com or a link to where you can find it from there. If you want to email me, my email is cogwheel@aaronbsmith.com. I also am on the Fediverse, but you can find links to my Fediverse presences on aaronbsmith.com. And I have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. You can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, have fun.